Hello, Florida. Hello, Florida. We love you, Florida. And I'm thrilled to be back in this great state, the great state of Florida, with thousands of hardworking American patriots. It's an important time in our country. In just 6 days, the people of Florida are going to send Rick Scott to the United States Senate, and Ron DeSantis will be your next governor, Rick and Ron. Before going any further, I want to take a moment to address the horrific shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It was terrible. 11 Americans were brutally murdered in an evil anti-Semitic attack. Yesterday, I traveled to Pittsburgh to meet with the families and first responders. And I especially want to thank Rabbi Jeffrey Myers. He was terrific. He was terrific. Fine man. We grieve for the families of the fallen, and we send our eternal gratitude to the law enforcement officers who sustained severe injuries taking down the gunmen. They were incredible. They were incredible. They were incredible. Could have been as bad as it was, and it was bad. It could have been far worse. They were unbelievable, and they got there fast. We pledge our resolve to remove the vile poison of anti-Semitism and so many other problems from our world, and we reaffirm our unbreakable solidarity with the Jewish people. Thank you. Yesterday's visit to Pittsburgh was about coming together as a nation to comfort and to heal. After this day of unity and togetherness, I came home and sadly turned on the news and watched as the far-left media once again used tragedy to sow anger and division. Sadly, they took a small group of protesters far away from where we were because we could not have been treated better, the First Lady and myself, but we're representing the presidency. And they did everything in their power to try to play it up and push people apart. That's what's happening. They're pushing people apart. It was fake, and it was make-believe, what they said. I came home, looked forward to seeing it, and it was sad. And when we talk about division, this is a big part of the division, right there. The far-left media has spread terrible lies and stories about the Trump administration and the tens of millions of people who make up our great movement, the greatest political movement in the history of our country. The greatest. The greatest. It's the greatest movement in the history of our country, and they don't even refute that fact. And it's possibly the greatest political movement anywhere. I can't think of any place else. It's because of you. The movement is you, and it's about you, not me. It's about you. I am proud of the fact that my administration has boldly revitalized our nation's historic bond with Israel and moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. And remember, many presidents have promised to do that. Many, many, many presidents. We are going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, and then they don't do it. The reason is, it is not an easy thing to do. I've done it. And by the way, the embassy is already built, it's already open, and it came in $1 billion less than people thought. They should like that. They should really like it. We've taken aggressive measures against the terrorist groups that seek the slaughter of innocent people all around the world for lots of different reasons. It's terrible. We've taken unprecedented action to confront the regime in Iran, and we have ended the horrible, one-sided Iran nuclear catastrophe. And Iran is a much different country today than the country that started off at the beginning of our administration almost 2 years ago. We have forcefully condemned hatred, bigotry, racism, and prejudice in all of its ugly forms. But the media doesn't want you to hear your story. It's not my story, it's your story. And that's why 33% of the people in this country believe the fake news is, in fact, and I hate to say this, in fact, the enemy of the people. The left-wing media doesn't want to solve problems. They want to stoke resentment. It has to stop. They believe that progress isn't good for profit or for whatever reason it is they're playing their game. Our movement is about safe homes, great jobs for every citizen. Our movement is about love for our fellow Americans. Our movement is for everyone and belongs to anyone who wants to build a better future. You can do it right here in the USA, right here. Just look at the amazing things that we have all done working together. The unemployment rate just fell to the lowest level in over 50 years. More Americans are working today than at any point in the history of our country. More, think of that. How do you lose that debate when I'm up against one of these people that we're seeing and watching? Oh, I hope one of them gets that nomination. When you say more people are working today than at any point in the history of our country, I think the debate is over. Hispanic American and African American poverty have reached all-time lows, right? My man. African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all achieved their lowest levels in recorded history. We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations more than any other administration, no matter how long it went. We did that quickly. We passed a massive tax cut, biggest tax cut, for working families, and we will soon follow it up with another 10% tax cut for the middle class. And the Democrats want to raise your taxes substantially. Remember that. Remember what Nancy Pelosi said. We will raise your taxes. And I'm trying to say, is that good politics? I don't think so, but she really believes it. They want to raise your taxes. And all that we built is very fragile. Somebody can destroy it pretty quickly if they don't know what they're doing. We are taking care of our veterans. We are taking care of our military. And we will soon be more powerful than we have ever been before, our military. Our military is being rebuilt at a level that nobody can even believe. New planes, new rockets, new missiles, new ships, new satellites. Under Republican leadership, America is booming, America is thriving, and America is winning because we are finally putting America first. But everything we have achieved, and it's monumental, is at stake in this election. Democrats want to erase our prosperity and reverse our progress. In less than 1 week, Americans will go to the polls in one of the most important elections of our entire lives. Although I will say, not as important as 2016. What can I say? I'd like to say, but not really. Republicans want strong borders, no crime, no chaos, and no caravans. Democrats want open borders, and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime. A vote for Democrats is a vote to liquidate America's borders, and it's a vote to let meth, fentanyl, heroin, and other deadly drugs pour across our borders, drugs that take the lives of over, think of this, over 70,000 Americans a year. If you want high taxes and high crime, vote for the Democrats. Vote for the Democrats. And the wall is being built. We just spent $1.6 billion on a big section, another $1.6 billion now. We have another $1.6 billion coming. But we want to build it all at one time, all at one time, not in little pieces. But we're getting prepared for the caravan, folks. You don't have to worry about that. Getting prepared for the caravan. And they got a lot of rough people in those caravans. They are not angels. They are not. You saw what happened 2 days ago with the Mexican military and the Mexican police. You saw what happened there. How tough the opposition is. We're tougher than anybody. We're tougher than any force. And we're probably going to have to be, unfortunately. I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore. Catch. We have no choice. If you want low taxes and low crime, vote Republican. This election is truly a choice between results and resistance. How about their whole theme? Obstruct. Resist. What the hell do you get out of that? Resist. They want to resist. Great, resist. It's the only thing they're good at. They resist and they stick together. That is true. They stick together, great. But that's about it. They have bad policy, bad politicians, but they do stick together. Between greatness, and this is really an election, between greatness and gridlock. It will be gridlock. And it's a choice between an economy that is going strong and setting records at every level, and the Democrats who are going absolutely crazy, folks. They're going crazy. So you have to go out on November 6th or sooner. Who voted? Who voted? Oh, wow. Everybody voted already? No kidding. Let me see it again. Who voted? Then what the hell am I doing here tonight? Goodbye, everyone. What am I doing here?
Boy.
Looks like 100% of the people in this room voted. All right, let's just enjoy ourselves, okay? I can skip the vote. But actually, you see all the people back there? Looks like the Academy Awards. I call them the Academy Awards. And by the way, I have to say this. You have some very good people also as reporters and journalists. I know some incredible people. You have some that are not good at all. You have some very good people, too. I want to say that. You have some very good people. We are honored to be joined tonight by many great Florida Republicans, including a man who's so great to me on television. This guy is special. He was a great businessman. Now he's a great congressman. Francis Rooney. Where's Francis? I love him when he defends me. He's brutal. He gets the job done, right, Francis? Thank you, man. Thanks. Another man, great, great talent, young, handsome, going places. You talk about defending, he's fantastic. Matt Gaetz. Thank you, Matt. Great job. These guys on television are very proficient, I have to be honest with you. A man who people love and the state loves, a congressman who's done a fantastic job. He's always there, works so hard. Gus Bilirakis. Gus. Thank you, Gus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Along with the next congressman from Florida's 17th district, Greg Stube. Greg Stube. And your state's chief financial officer, he watches all that money that pours in, Jim Petronas. Jim, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. You know, they don't tell me where these people are sitting. You got this place, there's thousands of people. I sort of have to guess. I sort of have to guess, but we get it right. We're especially proud to be joined by the next United States Senator from Florida, Governor Rick Scott. Great guy. Governor Scott is doing a truly incredible job leading your state's Hurricane Michael response, all of the hurricanes, all of the problems. He takes a problem and he turns it into an asset. He is an unbelievable talent. He works harder than anybody. Always calls up with good news. Yeah, I've got this one taken care of, that one taken care of. He really is. He's a talent. And we send our prayers to the Florida Panhandle, people we love, and everyone in that storm's path. That was a giant, that was a tornado that was 50 times wider. That was brutal. We went there, we visited, we had houses ripped off their foundations, and even the foundations were gone. Nobody's seen anything like it. Together, we will ensure that Florida comes back stronger than ever, already happening. And you remember our hurricane last year, the response that we gave was A+, and Rick and everybody in Florida did a phenomenal job. Rick and Ron also worked closely with us to pass legislation to build a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee. That was an expensive one. To clean Florida's water. That's a big one. That's a big one. Those two guys worked hard on that. Rick Scott is one of the best governors in Florida's history. He's considered one of the best governors, maybe the best governor. but one of the very, very top elite governors anywhere in the country. And if elected, he will keep the Florida boom in full swing. Rick Scott always delivers for the people of Florida. Rick Scott, please come up. Rick.
Good evening. Are we not honored to have President Donald Trump in Florida? We want him every day. So let me tell you about your president. In the last year, we've had two hurricanes. Every day he calls me. Every time I call him, he says, what do you need? I'll do anything you want to take care of your citizens. There is absolutely nothing that I've asked from Donald Trump with regard to these two hurricanes that he hasn't come through. Let's give a big round of applause for your president. So Hurricane Michael was horrible. About 30 mile wide, 150 mile an hour winds, 14 foot of storm surge. But guess what? People from all over this country came down here and took care of our citizens. They brought food, water, generators, tarps. They did everything to take care of our citizens. And you know what? They didn't say, oh, what party are you? No. They said, we're going to help every citizen in this state just like your president did. They did it. Everybody came down. We can do the exact same thing in Washington. We can bring this country together and make this country the place where all of us can be proud of. Let me tell you what this president's also done. He said he wants every child, every adult to live the dream of this country. I grew up in a very poor family. I lived in public housing. He wants every child like that to have a great education and their parents to have the best paying jobs. And he's doing it every day. Now, let me tell you about my opponent, and here's your choices. Senator Bill Nelson cares about one job, his. In Florida, in the last 8 years, we've added 1,600,000 private sector jobs, not government jobs. Senator Bill Nelson has been in office for 42 years. He voted against the Trump tax cuts. He has voted for higher taxes over 300 times. In the last 8 years in Florida, we've cut taxes almost 100 times. $10 billion. Senator Bill Nelson, when he took office, the national debt was about $600 billion. It's now almost $21 billion. Thank you, Senator Nelson. In Florida, We've cut our debt by almost $11 billion in 8 years. Senator Bill Nelson is for catch and release. President Trump and Rick Scott, we want a secure border. We want you to be safe. The choice is clear. You want somebody that's going to go to D.C. and do what we've done here and make sure we cut taxes like President Trump has done, cut regulations like President Trump has done, and work on paying down debt. Now, I have a 6-year-old grandson. He says, "Grandpa, how are you going to win the election?" I said, "You get more votes than the other person. It's as simple as that. Everybody here can vote tomorrow if you've not voted. We have early voting in every county in the state. Vote, vote, vote." Take a friend, get out to vote. We can win all these elections. We can make sure that we continue to turn this country away around. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you again, President Trump, for all you've done for our great state.
Great job. Thank you. I know him well. He wants to go right now back to work. He wants to work. Rick is running against far-left Democrat Bill Nelson. You know that. A vote for Bill Nelson is a vote for Chuck Schumer. Remember this, Chuck Schumer, and they want to enact the radical agenda of Nancy Pelosi. During his 3 decades in Congress, Bill Nelson has developed one of the worst voting records of any lawmaker. Nelson voted against your tax cuts. He voted against virtually everything that we want, including regulation cuts. He voted against Neil Gorsuch and against Brett Kavanaugh. Figure that one. Bill Nelson voted against Kate's Law, and he voted to support deadly sanctuary cities that release drug traffickers and violent predators into Florida communities. Because Bill Nelson wants open borders. We don't want open borders. Our country can't survive with open borders. If you want a leader who shares your values and who will fight for your families, you need to get out and vote for Rick Scott. Now, I'm really talking about the people on television, because everybody in here is voting. All the people on television, vote for Rick Scott. Finally, I'm thrilled to introduce the next governor of Florida, a great gentleman, Ron DeSantis. Ron is a veteran, and he's a patriot, and he will continue the incredible jobs boom. And boom, you just look at what's happening to this state. This is my state also. Look at what's going on in the great state of Florida. He'll continue what Governor Scott began. Florida's economy is one of the hottest anywhere in the nation, anywhere in the world, and Ron DeSantis is going to keep it that way. Ron will keep your taxes going way down, jobs going way up, and he will always support our veterans, our military, and our law enforcement. Ron, come on up.
Is Southwest Florida Trump country or what?
All
I'm proud to say that of the candidates running for governor, I'm the only one that has worn the uniform and served in our military. I'm the only candidate that ain't gonna raise your taxes here in Florida. And I'm the only guy that can credibly say I'm not under investigation for corruption by the FBI. As governor, I will protect our good economy, and that means we cannot raise taxes. We need to continue to recruit businesses here, and I believe Florida can boom like never before. Andrew Gillum wants to raise taxes by 40%. That will cost jobs, cost us business, stop the investment into Florida. We can't let that happen. I'll also stand by our men and women in law enforcement and protect Florida's communities. Andrew Gillum is a failed mayor. In Tallahassee, they've had the highest crime rate in Florida under his leadership. And last year, they had the highest number of murders in the history of the city. He signed a pledge attacking our men and women in law enforcement, saying police and prisons have no place in justice. He cannot keep Florida safe. And you need to come out and vote for me because I will protect Florida's communities. Andrew Gillum wants to abolish ICE. He wants to have open borders. He would allow sanctuary cities and would turn Florida into a sanctuary state. I can tell you this. As governor, I will never allow Florida to be a sanctuary state. We will protect your health care. Andrew Gillum is hanging out with Bernie Sanders, and what they want to do, they call it Medicare for all, but if you read the fine print, every senior loses Medicare or Medicare Advantage under their plan. They get dumped on a single-payer government system. If you get insurance through your business, that is taken away from you by force, and you are thrown onto a single-payer government plan. Government has no right to take away the health care benefits that you're earning. You deserve to keep it. As governor, I will work with the president and with the Trump administration to make sure that we get the resources we need to clean our water and clean our rivers and protect our way of life here in the state of Florida. Now, Andrew Gillum can't work. He's running on impeaching the president. For what? You know, I don't know what he's thinking about impeachment. I mean, this is a guy that took bribes from an undercover FBI agent, took money from a lobbyist, did favors for the lobbyist. Maybe we should impeach Gillum as mayor of Tallahassee. As governor, I will look to the president for he made promises to you when he ran that he would appoint solid constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court and the courts of appeals, and he has delivered. We have two great judges on the U.S. Supreme Court and more appeals judges than any president at this point in history. And as governor, I will appoint solid constitutionalists to our state Supreme Court. We will end judicial activism in Florida once and for all. As governor, I will protect your Second Amendment rights. So it's an honor to have the president here. I want to thank him for what he's done for our economy. I want to thank him for what he's done to fight terrorism. I want to thank him for what he's done for our military, which is stronger than ever. And as an Iraq war veteran, I want to thank him for what he has done to stand by our veterans. So we need your support between now and November 6th. Come out, pull the lever for Ron DeSantis, and I will protect Florida's future for a generation. Thank you. God bless. Thank you. Thanks. Wow.
So Ron is running against a radical socialist who wants to turn Florida, frankly, into Venezuela. Get used to it. That's what's going to happen, too. Andrew Gillum wants to take a wrecking ball to one of the most successful economies anywhere in the world, the Florida economy, with massive tax hikes, crippling regulations, and a socialist healthcare takeover that would destroy your state. Andrew Gillum wants to throw open your borders to drug dealers, human traffickers, gang members, and criminal aliens. And Gillum supports deadly sanctuary cities. He wants to abolish ICE, and he signed an extreme left-wing pledge that supported an end to all borders. Oh, that's great. That's what we want. Let those people pour right in, folks. Let them come enjoy you on your front lawn. Andrew Gillum is too extreme for the people of Florida. You're not gonna take it long. And he's also weak on crime. On Andrew Gillum's watch, there were more murders last year. You just heard it. I think Ron probably saw my speech, but everybody knows it, than any year in the history of Tallahassee. You know that. And Gillum is weak on corruption. Tallahassee is among the most corrupt cities anywhere in the United States. Is this really what you want in the state of Florida? Is this really what you want? And I have to tell you about Bill Nelson for a second. So he's running against our great Rick. I'm in Florida a lot. I have a lot of different things in Miami and Palm Beach, and I stay here, and it's a great place. But I never see Bill Nelson. I never see. I was commenting on it the other day. I'm here a lot. I never see Senator Nelson, ever, until 6 months before the election, and then you don't see anybody else but him. You never see him. And he's just a vote for Schumer. He will always 100% vote for Schumer. He will never, ever vote for what we want. So Bill Nelson and Andrew Gillum would be a disaster for Florida's economy, your jobs, your safety. The people of Florida are going to reject socialism and elect Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott. A majority of Democrats on the ballot for Congress have already signed up to support a socialist takeover of health care that would destroy Medicare, eliminate Medicare Advantage for nearly 2 million Florida seniors. The Democrat plan is especially unfair to Hispanic Americans. One out of two Hispanic seniors is enrolled in Medicare Advantage. You know that. Republicans will protect Medicare for our great seniors who have earned it, and they've paid for it. They've been paying for it. And we will always protect Americans with pre-existing conditions. Always, always. The Democrat plan also raids Medicare to fund benefits for illegal aliens at the expense of our seniors, people of Florida. As we speak, the Democrat Party, you notice I don't say Democratic, I say Democrat, because that's their name, even though the other flows so much nicer. The Democratic Party, they should change their name and send me a check for giving them some free advice. But it's not the Democratic, it's called the Democrat Party, is openly encouraging millions of illegal aliens to break our laws, violate our borders. You see what's happening right now, because they won't give us any votes on border security, and overwhelm our country. And they want to sign them up for free health care, free welfare, free education, and the right to vote. And the Democrats want to continue giving automatic birthright citizenship to every child born to an illegal alien, even if they've been on our soil for only a matter of seconds. Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant children are made automatic citizens every year because of this crazy policy, and they are all made instantly eligible for every privilege and benefit of American citizenship at a cost of billions of dollars a year. That's what it costs, billions. Back before the Democrat Party went crazy, they also opposed this practice. Harry Reid said, no sane country, quote, no sane country would grant automatic citizenship to the children of illegal immigrants. That's what he said. That's before he went crazy. Under this policy, anyone who breaks into our country and has a child, the very next moment, that child would be made a citizen for life. Great. This policy has even created an entire industry of birth tourism, big business, where pregnant mothers travel to America to make their children instant American citizens. Congress has never passed a law requiring birthright citizenship for illegal aliens, and the Constitution does not, I say that to the media, does not require it. Read it. Because illegal aliens are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Democrats also support the insane policy of catch and release, which has created our border crisis, or certainly helped. A Democrat victory on Election Day would be a bright, flashing invitation to traffickers, smugglers, drug dealers, and gang members all over the world. Come on in. That's what you're saying. Republicans believe our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans, not for criminal aliens. And the Republican Party will always stand proudly with the heroes — that's what they are — heroes of ICE, Border Patrol, and law enforcement. And I saw that yesterday in Pittsburgh. And yes, we will finish the wall. It's moving along. We want to do it fast. We want to do it much faster. But watch what we do. Instead of building a little bit of a wall down there very quickly, watch. You watch. Watch, watch. It's going to be very interesting over the next week. If you want safe communities and strong borders, vote for Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. This election is about safety, and it's also about prosperity. Florida manufacturing jobs are growing at their fastest rate ever recorded. Earlier this month, I announced that we are replacing the horrible NAFTA deal with an incredible brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. USMCA, folks, USMCA. Great deal. We opened them up. We've also taken the toughest ever action to crack down on China's abusive trade practices. And we're winning. Very big. We're winning. Very big. After years of rebuilding other countries, we are finally rebuilding our country. Thank you very much. And every day, it's promises made, promises kept. You know that. In fact, one of these fine people said recently, you know, actually, he's promised certain things and he's fulfilled more than he's promised, which is true. Which is true. We passed Veterans Choice for many, many years. They were trying to get it, giving our veterans the right to see a private doctor when they have to wait online for weeks and weeks and weeks, get sicker and sicker. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? We passed Veterans Choice. They've been trying to get it passed for 44 years, and I got it passed 2 months ago. Now they see a line and they go to their doctor. We pay the bill, and boy, it works out great. They're very happy. And the landmark VA accountability law to ensure anyone who mistreats our veterans has to be accountable. In other words, you're fired, get out. We secured $700 billion and $716 billion to fully rebuild the United States military. And I know most of you don't care about this that are in the military, but we gave our great warriors their largest pay increase in over 10 years. I know you don't care about that. And in my direction, the Pentagon is now working to create the sixth branch of the American Armed Forces, the Space Force. So important. That's where it's at. It's all about space. Very soon, it's going to all about space, and we're going to be stronger, as we are almost everywhere now, stronger than anyone by far. Together, we've made extraordinary progress, but we are just getting started. If you vote Republican this November, we will continue to cut your taxes, cut your regulations, and raise your incomes, which is what we've been doing. We will protect Medicare, and we will protect, just like I've been saying since that first debate, we will protect your Social Security with all the pressure. We have protected your Social Security. Remember, I made that promise. Remember, everybody else said, oh, we have to do something. I've been saying we're going to protect your Social Security. Guess what? We haven't let anyone touch it. We will continue to confirm judges who will interpret our Constitution as written. And we will fully secure the border. Watch. We will pass Kate's Law and stop sanctuary cities. We will stop catch and release. We will end visa lottery. How about visa lottery? Pick a name. Pick a name. Come on into the country. And we will end chain migration. Birthright citizenship. You know all about it. We will keep the criminals, the drug dealers. We will keep them all out of our country. We will get rid of all of this. We will end, finally, birthright citizenship. It's costing us so many billions of dollars. People didn't want to bring it up. I said, we have to bring it up. Everybody knows. Everybody knows for many years. But for years, you watched as your leaders apologized for America. You now have a president who is standing up proudly for America. We are standing up for your values. We are standing up for Florida, and we are standing up very proudly for our great national anthem. You don't hear too much about that anymore, do you, folks, huh? You don't hear too much about it. But to continue our incredible momentum, you must go out and vote for Rick and Ron. Loyal citizens like you help build this country, and together we are taking back our country, returning power to you, the American people, which is true. It's been your movement. This has been your movement. We stand on the shoulders of brave Americans who crossed the oceans, tamed the wilderness, secured our independence, won two world wars, and put a man on the face of the moon. Not bad. American patriots defeated fascism, vanquished communism, delivered millions into freedom, and Americans built the greatest country and the most powerful military in the history of the world. These courageous Americans did not shed their blood, sweat, and tears so that we could sit at home while others tried to erase their legacy, tear down our history, and destroy our proud American heritage. We did not. For the sake of our freedom and for the sake of our children, we are going to work, we are going to fight, and we are going to win, win, win. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever, ever back down. We will never surrender. And we will always fight on to victory. We are one people and one family. With one glorious American destiny, we all share the same home. We all share the same heart. We all salute the same flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. And I want to thank all of the people of Florida. This is such a big group, but outside we have more. And a lot of people were just saying, don't bother coming. This is such a great honor, because together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Florida. Thank you.